Time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
For nearly three decades, Sandy Mill has been collaborating, whether that's with international talent like Boy George and Basement Jacks, or with local heroes like SJD, Neil Finn, and the New Telepathics. It's an impressive body of work by itself, but that's not enough. Earlier in the year, Sandy released her debut album, A Piece of Me, and joins us in studio to perform some tracks from
Kia ora,
it.
So, kia ora, everyone.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, Zach and Ben.
Could you introduce your...
My sidekick.
Yeah.
I've got my husband here, Andrew Park, who is going to play some electric guitar.
Some gat.
While I... plod along on the acoustic. Oh,
the old acoustic. It doesn't fail you. So this is live, so bear with me. I'm just going to rearrange a few microphones because we only have so many. To the person calling, sorry. I'm not going to pick up.
Yeah, just hold on, yeah, right?
Hold on.
Or just send a text. Go on.
Ooh, do you know the number?
Oh, I do actually, but I've lost
Andrew,
it.
Andrew, you got the number?
She's tonight.
5395.
That's right.
Text in right now.
Or studio at 95BFM.
Oh, yes. I won't check the emails because I'm not that high tech. But you can message me at Facebook on 95BFM Freak Sheet. I digress. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from Sandy and then we're going to have a good yarn. But I'm just going to move some microphones, turn on camera. There's going to be some dead air for about five. Actually, I'm going to play a sting and then it'll all be fine. Here we go.
Rattle your dags, it's Freak the Sheep.
Thanks to Flying Out.
Rattle them dags.
One moment.
One moment, caller. All right. Lost a few friends along the way. No one could teach me right from wrong. Had to learn the hard way. And I made up my mind. I made up. I will seek, I will find. Surely I will find nothing to lose. I tell you the truth, I got nothing to lose. Yeah, I tell you the truth. Come on, yeah, yeah, yeah. Came to my senses late. Now I look back, I did it hard, so hard. No one to turn the hands of time. Got a good view, I gotta shine on. Well, I made up my mind. I made up, I will seek, I will find, surely I will find, nothing to lose, I tell you the truth, I got nothing to lose, yeah, I tell you the truth, well, you know. I got nothing to lose, yeah, I tell you the truth, I got nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. I got nothing to lose. Yeah, 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 yeah. Nothing to lose. Yeah, 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 yeah. Nothing to lose. Thank you. That was called Nothing to Lose. It's not on my EP. It'll be on the next thing that I put out, which hopefully won't be too long. But this next song is on the EP. It's called Gift Box. Noticed the tide was on the turn. Had a fast car and time to burn. And before I turned from the ocean, a little something caught my eye. You wouldn't understand it. Should anyone really care? That gift box of oblivion, big enough to shatter any nightmare. And I see a few. I lived some too. More than anything in the whole wide world, I carry on believing through. Take a little gamble, take a stroll on the sand, 'cause you never know till you get there. Abandon all my hopes and fears, you wouldn't understand it. Should anyone really care? That gift box of oblivion, big enough to shatter any nightmare. And I've seen a few. I lived some too. More than anything in the whole wide world, I carry on believing through. But now it's too late. I drove 100 miles and climbed the border leap of faith. I seen a few. Yeah, I've lived some too. More than anything in the whole. Let it wash over me. that gift box of oblivion. Let me steal away from everything.
Hey.
Hey. That's it. That's it for now.
Sorry, Ben, could you pass the...
I've never heard it called that before.
That's right, we've got two microphones in studio and a... Just rounded off to three. Oh, lovely. Had a very positive text. In,
oh, good.
In regards to... I can only assume this fantastic performance. Fuck, the B is epic. Thank you, B.
Yeah, from industrial to whatever you call me.
You had Rock Māori on your, or Māori Rock on one of your tags?
Yeah, totally, man. Totally.
Who else has tagged this? But it was just you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's room to grow. There's room to grow.
I'm a rocker from way back, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask, what were some of your earliest memories of singing and performing? Was it, I mean, you're playing guitar. Did guitar come first, or was it always singing first? Or
I've been playing guitar for about a year and a half.
Oh, well done, Nick. You can barely tell. So it was singing first and foremost?
Yes. Definitely, yeah, yeah. My first, do you know what? I used to get taken to, my grandparents were in the Waiherere Culture Club in Gisborne, and they used to take me, I can't remember this, I have vague memories, I was about two, but they used to take me along, and apparently I could sing all the songs that they performed in Te Reo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't ask me to do that now. Couldn't do it. But so that's kind of, that was the first bit, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I was always singing, you know. I used to do little performances when I was about four and sing songs on a chair for everyone. And then, this is a bit of a secret actually, but it's not going to be anymore. So my grandparents joined me up to this thing called the Country and Western Club.
Cool.
So they had a band that used to play, and people would just go along and do their thing, sing songs. So I used to go and sing like Marie Osmond and Patsy Cline and stuff.
The really classic.
Yeah, kind of classics. I mean, yeah, Marie Osmond wasn't that classic, but just Patsy Cline.
Yeah.
And so I suppose that, and I did a gig with them too. We supported the band, and they chose a few people, and one of them was me. I was about six. We supported John Hoare, who is John Hoare Grinnell. He's a famous country artist.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty, I felt pretty badass. 6-year-old. So, yeah, that's kind of the beginning, really.
And, I mean, I grew up in Napier, and I know
just
that...
Just around the corner.
Oh, that is a very windy corner.
Yes, very.
And I know, you know, there seemed to be kind of two types of people on the East Coast, those that were... there to stay from the get-go, and those that wanted to leave as soon as possible. Where did you fall?
Oh, mate, I was out of there as soon as I could. I was a bit unruly as a young'un. So, yeah, I kind of got out of there and came up here for a few years.
But that's all in the past.
That's all in the past.
Let's talk about this new record. As I mentioned at the start, you've collaborated with a lot of people.
Mm.
But how did you choose the people for your own project? What were the qualities you were looking for?
Well, I had to decide what direction musically I wanted to go in first. I knew it had to be gritty. I knew it had to have a bit of that soul vibe going on
And so I had the songs already written. So I just sat down with my friend and co-producer and engineer, Nick Abbott, and we discussed options. He said, why don't you get Milan to play drums? So Milan was well up for it, so I got Milan in. Milan Boric.
People will know him from...
Pluto. Mm-hmm. He used to be one of the front guys of Pluto. And he's a wonderful drummer, really good feel. Andrew here actually plays bass, so I couldn't not have my husband playing bass. I would have got a divorce probably. but he's a great bass player, so I'm lucky he is. Otherwise, it would have been quite awkward. So that's my rhythm section.
Yep.
It took me a while to figure out who to get to play guitar.
Mm.
I had a few people kind of I thought about, but I chose Jeremy Toy because he's an indie kid. They're rowdy, aren't they?
I was going to say, Ben, would you be able to close the door, please? Thank you so much.
Yeah, I chose Jeremy. He's an indie kid, but he also knows his soul music and his funk and... You know, he's just got great feel.
Mm.
So he plays on the record and he does such an incredible job. And, you know, then I just got... We kind of went into the studio for 2 days, basically. One day to rehearse.
Ooh.
And then, yeah, and then one day to...
That's hard work.
Yeah, it was, but it was so rewarding. And it's a really good way to do it, you know. It's old school, man.
Yeah.
People used to be able to do a record in a day.
Yep.
And if I didn't have kids, I probably would stay there all night playing. So, yeah, the other people on the record, got Sean Donnelly to come and do BVs. It was quite funny telling him what to do for a change. And Diane
I was going to say, how did he take the direction? Was he...
Oh, he was quite funny, actually. He was pretty good. And then he'd go... Oh, no, you don't need me doing that. No, you don't need me. No, 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 it'd be strange if I was doing it.
Oh,
so he was quite... He put his producer foot in there every now and again, you know. So, yeah, that was fun. And Diane Swan, who's also in my band live, she's incredible and just brought something else to the table. Darren Harkness, my friend from Spacesuit and... New Telepathics. He came and played his little Korg and pedals and had his hubcap and chains and corrugated iron and, you know, did his thing. It was great. And that was pretty much it.
Cool.
I think I'm not missing anyone. No, I kept it kind of tight because... Yeah.
Well, you've only got 2 days. And you've only got so much space sonically as well, you know?
Like, yeah, exactly. And I didn't want it to be overproduced. I mean, not saying that when people have lots of things in there, it's overproduced, because that's not what I'm saying. I just wanted it to be as raw and real as possible.
Hmm.
And I think I got that. So, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, how do you feel about the record now that, you know, it's out, it's pressed, you can buy it at Flying Out?
Yes, you can. Or on Bandcamp. But Flying Out's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matthew Crawley's there now.
Yes, he is.
Go and say hello to him.
Yeah.
And Zach.
I'm there, yeah. Matthew's the store manager. I'm the sales manager. Hunter from, and Hannah from Morning Glory also work for us.
Yeah, so. Hey, you know what you guys need now and there? Like a couple of chairs and a coffee machine. Mate, you won't get rid of people.
All right.
You'll just
We'll bring the coffee machine out to the front, eh?
Yeah.
Enough about Flying.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Records out. How do you feel about it? Because records are a funny thing, you know.
Like,
you love them, sometimes you hate them. Sometimes you can only hear the imperfections, sometimes you can't. Sometimes, you know.
I have breaks from listening to it.
Mm.
And then, you know, I put it on and it kind of blows my mind at how great it sounds. I shouldn't, I know it sounds a bit big-headed, but it sounds mean.
If you don't like your own music, what are you doing, you know?
Yeah, I guess, yes. So I'm pretty happy with it. actually not pretty. I am happy with it. And, awesome. And you know, I've got some people in to do remixes as well,
yes.
Which I love remixes. So I've had a few friends come in. Mike Hodgson from Misled Convoy, or Pitch Black, you'd probably know him from. He did a remix of Let It Go, which was the first single. So did Sean Donnelly, but he called himself Aston Maxey. And he wants Aston Maxey to be secret, but it's not going to be secret. That's his alter ego. Who else? Oh, Dean Webb. He did a nice remix of Giftbox, mm-hmm. Sort of housey thing. And I'm actually going to do a gig with him tomorrow.
Hey.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's a live, we're just doing live improv. I have my percussion set up, yep. And that's down at Dr. Rudy's, actually, from 7 till 10.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
There you go.
Come down, have a boogie.
What's your percussion set up?
Geez, it's been a while since I've set it up. It's a little stand. It's got a little sort of orange little wood block thing. It's not wood, though. It's plastic. Mm. And a cowbell, a couple of cowbells, two different tones. I've got a maraca, I've got shakers, I've got a little cymbal, and tambourine on the stand, and I've got a tambourine not on the stand, so I can do like a tambourine solo.
Can't go wrong. Couple of Rudies.
Yeah, how's your father?
Before we get into the final track, can I ask just about your time at Taipotini?
Oh yeah.
So I know a few people who went there, and it seems like, and I guess the explanation I was told is that it's Mains before Mains. It was like the original Mains, but it's in Greymouth, and so it's Grey, like it was like this weird mix of total music nerds and then like hard West Coast South Islanders. Sorry, is that right? Am I thinking that right?
Well, that's not what I remember from up here. Because they
was
had,
it up?
Yeah, they had a little place just down Simon Street a bit.
Ooh.
And we had some great tutors, actually. Graham Downs was one of them. Lovely man called Roy, who still teaches for Mains.
Cool.
Victor Gerbic, who used to do sound for Herbs.
Mm-hmm.
So we had incredible tutors, and so my time there, it was cool. I basically went there. I can't remember if I was still in spacesuit or not, but I just kind of went to find out how all the gear worked, you know. Sort of, what does that do? What is it? You know, just, yeah.
Time well
good.
Spent.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. It was great. I really enjoyed it.
Very good. Hey, what were the names of those first two tracks again?
The first one was Nothing to Lose.
Yes. Coming off a record that's going to be. Any details about it?
I don't know. I'll be recording it sometime during the winter, I reckon.
Yep.
And. The second one was Giftbox, which is the second single from the EP.
And this third one we're about to hear?
This third one is called Charade, or Charade when people want to wind me up. people, this person over here to my right. It was written just before I went into the studio, actually. It was just one of those that just came out in a day. One of those really cool ones.
Yeah. They're always the best.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Sandy, thank you so much.
Thank you. Shall I start playing?
Maybe you're ready.
You know the moment
should look away. Hey, you know you shouldn't look it do anyway. Hey, I guess it's just a big charade. Sometimes you refuse to play. Relationships can fall apart. To stay afloat, you drift afar. And when the up-down rounds a follow on, take your time, ease your heart. I guess it's just a big charade. This ain't no stroll in the park, have no doubt. It's gonna carry on anyway, hey, yeah. If you're wondering what to say, chances are I feel the same. When the hours they turn from days to weeks, two steps back is your pain.
Thank you. Hey, I forgot to mention, I've got another gig happening at the end of the month. So our band, we've been playing heaps in Auckland, and this is the last show that you'll have the band playing for a while. We're going to go into the studio and people are going to hibernate for a bit. So if you want to get along, it's on the 30th of June, and it's at Loptal Theatre in Titirangi. It's part of the Matariki celebrations. You can buy tickets on Eventfinder. You can go to my Facebook page, Sandy Mill Music, and have a look there. You can find it. It'll be awesome. It's a sit-down thing. It's like Steve Toffer is supporting, who's an incredible guitar player and singer. you should get along. It's 7:30.
Ah, perfect.
All over.
Time.
Yeah,
perfect
it's time. It's a proper evening. It's all seated. So it's like,
speaking the language.
You know, 87 seats. Yep. So you kind of got to get in quick to grab a ticket and have your date night, get the babysitters booked.
Yes.
If you don't have babies, well, don't worry about it. Just get along. Be great to see you.
Oh, we'll see you there, Sandy. See you there.
Hey, thanks, Zach.
Thank you.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!
New Zealand, land of pioneers.
Kate Shepherd, that Timaru bloke that invented planes. Rutherford split the atom.
And every morning, we're the first country to wake up, see the sunshine, and need a bloody coffee. For that, we've got Derek Townsend, Caffeine's Edmund Hillary, bringing New Zealand the Cafe Society with DKD in the 80s, visionary inventor of the flat white, and since 1997, he's been roasting New Zealand's best coffee. Carajo's Coffee Company, coffee with a conscience. Carajo's.co.nz.
So, I'm doing the Cocktail Corner ad?
Yeah. Just read what's on the screen.
It just says Cocktail Corner.
Yeah. Just read it. Real slow.
Okay. Cocktail Corner?
That's great. Again, slower.
Cocktail Corner?
Yes.
Shouldn't I be saying, like, Cocktail Corner, 5:30 every Thursday on 95 BFM Drive, thanks to Ableforce Bathtub Gin and the Cork Gin and Whiskey Bar, 65A McKelvey Street, Ponsonby?
No. Just read it one more time.
Is that Sade? And have you dimmed the lights?
Cocktail Corner, every Thursday on Drive.
About birds and all the words I Is your own. Well, did you do that all by yourself, girl? It's not that good, you might need my help, girl. Without your star hitch up to my wagon, girl, you're never gonna make it. No, your ass gonna be dragging. Stay out of my business. 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 To raise the babies, must be nice to do nothing, must be lazy, and so she go out to make the money. How can you leave your babies? You're a bad bear, mommy. Stay out of my business. 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 Leave it alone. The only business you got is your own.
Ninety-five BFM. Tammy Nielsen, "Stay Out of My Business" from her new album Sassafras. That, out now. The vinyl is an emerald green colour. Very beautiful. Make sure you go grab one. We've got some up at Flying Out. Maybe if you're at home, maybe if you're streaming this on a computer, just go up to your, you know, just maybe if you've got an Apple Command T, Mac, Control T, Linux, I have no idea. And just type in flyingout.co.nz and find that Tammy Nielsen record. You would be a wise person to do so. Ahead of that, Roy Irwin with Demon's Cave. Great track. We had Roy on a couple of weeks back for Live and Direct, and I just wanted to play it because Gareth Shute did a really interesting article for the spin-off about kind of like smaller New Zealand artists who have been racking up some crazy counts on Spotify. So he talks to rap crew from Whanganui, Machete Clan, Roy, and makes a really good point. The contemporary Christian market is probably one that I don't delve into that often, but they're having some successes that, you know, the numbers don't lie. So check that out at thespinoff.co.nz. And ahead of that, the Phoenix Foundation, 40 years. Oh, Stone Cold classic. Don't argue with me, because you'll lose. From their album Happy Ending, which came out in 2007, and Phoenix Foundation are collaborating with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. So maybe go on the internet, find out about that. It's happened before. It's happening again, and it's actually happening up and down the country as well. Oh, also Tammy Nielsen touring up and down the country too, which is very cool. They're stopping in at Napier. Might grab a ticket for the old Ma and Pa. Off you go. Hopefully they're not listening, so I haven't just ruined my mum's birthday present. Oh yeah. You're listening to 95BFM. Yes, thank you for those kind texts. Go the beat. I'm going to... I was having a little bit of a brain fart there, and I was going, what am I going to do? And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play you some Samara Alofa, who is performing at the third Out on the Freak, which is happening in 2 weeks' time at the Newland Bowling Club. Samara will perform, and Julian Dine and Jonathan Crayford will perform as a duo as well. I'll be there. I'll be hosting. That's put on with help from our